The answer is C. We have low calcium, high phosphate. This combination is consistent with secondary hyperparathyroidism and renal failure. And then we also look at 24-25 dihydroxyD3. You're probably like, what the fuck? Never heard of that before. Okay, well, this is all over the NBMEs for step one. So I'm attempting to familiarize you with this variable. Essentially, it's the same thing as inactive 25D3 for all intents and purposes. 25D3 can be shunted to 24-25, which is just a storage form. So despite PTH being elevated in secondary hyperparathyroidism, because of the renal failure, that one alpha hydroxylation cannot be carried out in the PCT as normal. So rather than 25 being converted to 125, it means we have more 25 available to be shunted to the 24-25 inactive form. So in this case, it's an up arrow for 24-25. That's it.